This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
I think that being imprisoned would cause many people to become bitter, or maybe to give up. Paul the Apostle saw it as more of an opportunity to spread the good news around for Jesus Christ. Paul realized that his current circumstances here in the book of Philippians while he was imprisoned wasn't as important as what he did with the time that he was there. Turning a bad situation into a good one, he reached out to the Roman soldiers and to encourage those Christians who were afraid of persecution. Now look, we may not be in prison today, but we still have plenty of opportunities to be discouraged. We got times of indecision, financial burdens, family conflicts, church conflicts, loss of our jobs, etc., etc. How we act in those situations really reflects what we believe. Like Paul, we need to look for opportunities to demonstrate our faith even in the bad situations. And whether or not that situation improves, our faith is going to grow stronger. We're in Philippians chapter 1 and picking it up in verse 12 today, and we read, "Now I desire," this is Paul speaking, "to have you know, brothers, that the things which happened to me have turned out rather to the progress of the good news, so that it became evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my bonds are in Christ, and that most of the brothers in the Lord, being confident through my bonds, are more abundantly bold to speak the word of God without fear." When I hear Paul say these words, I doubt that he really understood even a fraction of the truth of what he was saying, because he may have understood it on the surface, but we know that if it hadn't been for Paul's jail time, we'd have to wonder if we would have ever gotten all those letters that today make up the greater part of the New Testament. Paul was able to realize what few of us do in these times of trials, and that is that God can and he will use these difficulties for the furtherance of his kingdom and for his glory. We know that Paul ministered to his guards, as well as to the local church where he was being held. We know also that he took the time to write letters to the churches that he had started. Again, Paul understood Romans 8:28, "All things work together for good for those who love God, for those who are called according to his purposes." Now, no doubt we have all had our doubts about that verse when it comes to times of personal crisis, when we don't see any clear purpose or good that can arise from our pain. Often, though, I think time has a way of manifesting what we didn't see at the time of the crisis. We didn't understand at the time we were going through it. But even if we never do understand, we never do see with clarity why on this side of eternity, this can and must be an opportunity to manifest our faith. I wonder, will we trust him? Will we trust him even when we don't see and when we don't understand the why? The secret to this is having a singleness of mind towards Christ. If you today have other gods in your life, or if you're trying to be a believer without giving absolute lordship of your life to Christ, then this issue is always going to be a struggle. Beside the opportunity to witness to his guards, besides the opportunity to witness to the powers that be politically at that time, there was a witness of how Paul dealt with his imprisonment, and that served to embolden the other believers, those on the grassroots level. Because of what Paul was doing and how he was dealing with it, they were less fearful in their own daily testimony. Now, the language here, it doesn't mean church preaching in any way, but it's speaking more of a witness of their personal lives in everyday secular world. And that's still the case today. When we see an example of somebody pulling this off, I don't know about you, but it kind of makes me tend to stand up with the one who's doing that witnessing and be counted along with him or her. Once we make up our minds to obey God completely, you know, it's easy to think that life's going to go, well, smoothly. And when it does, you know, we tend to think this proves we're in God's will, but If we run into problems and we run into pain, well, then we tend to think that both we and whatever we're doing out there is out of God's will. Look, rather than question our measuring stick, we tend to question our dedication. And man, sometimes we even question our God. And the reality of history is that the gospel advances on disaster, it advances on suffering, whether we appreciate that fact or not. I mean, all you have to do is look at behind the Iron Curtain when it fell years ago, or in China today. Look, when Christ is your life, a jail cell can actually become a mighty pulpit. And if that's true, and certainly Paul proved that it was, we're left to wonder why such seems impossible then in our normal and in our comfortable living today. How is it that Paul not only made the best of a bad situation, but further, he seemed to thrive in the midst of it? Now look, no other explanation can be made in this situation except that Paul allowed God to be first placed in his life. Few of us are so willing, because most of us simply do not think it's necessary in order to be a child of God.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.